You're listening to Boy Neal on House of MNSM Radio. Email in at boyneal@houseofmnsm.com.
Well, we're back. Oh, one other thing I want to point out tonight, in case many of you have seen it, but in case you haven't and you haven't liked it yet, first of all, there is a new Facebook page. And if you guys haven't liked our Facebook House of MNSM Facebook page, please like it. As well as now, there's now Black Line Creations by Boy Neal. And what was that, Master?
That means you have to kind of get on that microphone a little bit there.
No, see, I'm not used to getting on it. But
oh, bullshit. I'm surprised it's not tickling your tonsils right now.
Yeah. No, anyway.
see, I gotta eat those.
There is also another website, which is where you can go and purchase some of my wares and contact me and all, which is www.blacklinecreations.com. Simple as that. So,
yes. So, and there's, and what's that all about, Boy Neal?
What's that all about? It's all about all the stuff that I've made that I sell, as well as if you guys need anything custom made, I can make that as well, from paddles to
a beautiful
Saint
kitchen
Andrew's
island.
Crosses.
Yeah, the island's on there. Island. The shelf that you did for the bathroom, that's on there too.
I'm laying out the plans for an incredible multi-purpose, multi-functional.
How's that coming along?
Bench. It's still all in my head.
That's oh, boy. It's kind of crowded in there. Do you think you might be able to get it out on paper soon?
Yeah, it will be. I'm working on it. I'm trying to figure out AutoCAD, which is not an easy program.
Yeah, have you been playing with that?
Teeny bit. Yeah. I'm getting confused. I think
there's
I'm
a lot to it.
To possibly look into taking a class at.
Go for it, my boy.
CCC on AutoCAD. They have some good classes and do that.
Mm-hmm.
But back on the subject on that, you know, I went back to watching Lincoln, and I remember it was one of the things, and Master and I talked about this a bit, and I got to a point when I was doing my civil rights work where I really saw the dirt of politics. And you really do see it in that movie Lincoln. That's one thing you see is the real dirt. And the games and the bullshit that has to go on in politics to get things done. And we were commenting because you'll see it. It's like the old school English type Congress fighting and calling each other names. And it's hilarious when you watch that movie.
I really don't remember much of that.
Oh, you remember. They call each other, you're just a turkey fucking debt, and they're going on and on. And I was laughing at it. And I said, and Master's like, wow, they're like a, I says, Master, they still do that up here in Canada. I just saw it on TV.
Well, yeah,
you
actually,
guys
we
have
are
fist fights up there politically. Yeah. How many times? Yeah. Wasn't that just like last year? A couple of they're not senators. What are the equivalent of senators? They're magistrates.
Might as well.
For what? What are
not
we talking speakers about? Of the House. But
for what? Like, the Speaker of the House. Yeah.
Well, what are the? But your basic Parliament or whatever.
The parliamentary.
Parliamentary, yeah. Whatever. Yeah, they went into fist fights with each other. I mean, just literally going at. Now they have to have security there to keep them off each other. But anyway, that's
well,
what this
had
was
security
like.
There.
But then to get the 12th Amendment passed, which so much of what today is still what we're fighting for. In a federal level, which it looks like I may be going to Washington in March for that, to get that passed, he had to make these deals with the enemy. I mean, he had to go in there and basically go to the enemy and say, "Look, it.
There's
I
senators
want your
and
vote.
Canada too, right? Senators, members, House,
okay.
And parties, yeah.
But I have, you know, your term is up. You're done. You're not going to be reelected. I need your vote on the 12th Amendment. So." What job do you want? Oh, I'll make you Postmaster General. Just vote for it. I mean, that's the type of stuff that Lincoln and his cabinet did to get that amendment approved. And it worked.
But
it
worked.
Got it approved. But the bottom line was, I remember that was a real quandary for me. And there was one point where I had to actually campaign for the enemy, as you would, for the Republican Party, the conservatives. And I remember talking to Master about it. And I actually headed up some call centers for them and help manage them. And we were doing all kinds of stuff behind the scenes using track phones because they didn't want to be able to track where we were for Mark Rossani, who was a Republican, who voted yes for marriage equality. And I remember doing that, and before I did it, I talked a lot, and Master was like, well, you got to do what you got to do, and you got to feel right about it. And
you didn't.
No, I did do. I went and did the phone center.
You said
call
you
center.
Didn't. You
no,
didn't
I
really,
did the call center.
But you said you didn't really feel that great about it.
I didn't feel that great about it. And then I saw this movie, and I thought, you know what? That kind of, I hate, sadly, that is what it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, we had given Mark Rossani our word, as the gay and lesbian community, some of us had, not everybody, that, you know what, we're not going to leave you. I mean, if you vote yes on marriage equality and you end up being attacked by your own party, we're going to come to you, we're going to come fight for you. Even if we got to do, we don't care. We'll do whatever we got to do. And we did it. There wasn't a lot of us. There was about 8 of us that did it. And we were able to make calls and pull strings, and we were able to switch gays and lesbians over to his side, which are like, oh, he's a Republican. I'd never vote for him. Okay. Well, he's the man who got your marriage equality. Are you still going to not vote for him?
Yeah, really.
Well, maybe we should. Yeah. You really should, you think?
Well,
and we got, Kitty Lampert and I really got shot down about that. Still to date, there's a couple of people that won't talk to us because we did that. Because they think we like, but you know what? We gave our word to the man.
So does the end justify the means? That's a question I just dropped into the chat room.
I think it does.
Right?
You know, to a certain point. But there's a line there, and that's a tough line to cross. It does, but how far does it? I mean, I'm sure there would have been a point that I would have said, no, that's just, I can't do that.
Right.
I think we all have that, and that's part of honesty, integrity, and trust. I mean, that's just part of that. You reach a point where it's like, this is just crossing the line.
But again, there are lines, I agree, that should
I
be
saw
crossed.
Some of the deals, if they were actually portrayed, they were in that movie, and I thought, he's crossing the line here. I would never have done that.
But did he? But we're talking spring. Do you think that freeing the slaves and such, it is equitable to gay rights?
Yes.
I think it was, because without...
For back then, definitely it was.
But not only that, but without... You gotta
or is
understand.
It a bigger thing than gay rights?
I think
or
it's...
Or equal rights
it's,
for
it's again, it's
non-secular
rights,
people.
But I mean, slavery is was wrong. I mean, that was totally wrong.
But you got to remember, he had already made previously the Emancipation Proclamation. Which was a vote to free the slaves. The 12th Amendment was much more than we're freeing the slaves. The 12th Amendment was all men are created equal.
So that's what I'm saying. That to me was a lot bigger.
That was the basis. It was much. He saw it. That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. He saw it much bigger than that. Yeah. He wanted a basis where all men and women were treated and created equal, because he truly felt that way. And that may have part been, and this is a kind of a, you don't look at the two sides of thing. You had Koch in the closet. You had Lincoln, who was presumably had his best friend, who was his special friend, who traveled with him. And presumably gay. How they handled it differently. He fought for the rights seen way down the road. You know, there's got to be a time where maybe I don't have to hide from my lover, and it won't matter. And he definitely wanted to see down the road where men and women were created equal, were treated equally, and he definitely knew that he didn't want anybody for any reason to be discriminated against. I mean, that was big back then. I mean, that was
well, obviously huge.
And you weren't getting world support. You got to understand, you know, places like England, which was the largest still, I believe that was the largest controlling party at the time, they still had slavery there. You know, they were the one pushing for it. They were one of the few that were still profiting from slavery, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
The ones that weren't pushing anymore, and I think that's one of the reasons Lincoln may have got it done, and this is a funny story about slavery in American history. You don't understand it. The major people who profited on slavery, do you know who they were in the United States? What group?
No idea.
The Jewish people.
Okay.
The Jewish people are the ones that were all of, and you can look this up and find out. They were the brokers. They were the ones who made all the money on bringing the slaves over. They didn't actually go over and buy the slaves. They made the deals with the ship owners that brought the slaves in. They like ran the auction houses. They brokered every slave deal. If a plantation owner wanted 100 slaves, they would go to a broker and say, look, I need 100 slaves. who was a Jewish person. And they went, just how it happened. They were businessmen, and that's what they did. They got them 100 slaves, and they made, you know, whatever, 20%, 40%, whatever it was. One of the reasons he was able, they say, to get it done when he did was things kind of backfired on the brokers because they not only had women coming in, they had men coming in, and they were very good at having babies, even though they were in slavery, and all of a sudden the plantations owners didn't need to buy no more slaves. They were breeding their own. They're breeding them. All of a sudden there was no more business in that, and those businessmen went on to brokering other things, such as alcohol and tea and whatever else needed to come over that this country needed. So they didn't, because they say he would have never gotten it done because the money from those brokers would have just bought the vote the other way.
Probably,
that's why he was able to do what he did. But it's just kind of two sides of it, I thought, really. A man who was very passionate for civil rights versus a man who, because he was in the closet, wanted to look to be anti-civil rights.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of hurt me in a way, too, because I kind of did some of that when I was growing up and in high school and all, specifically.
Right.
It wasn't, you know, when I look back at it now, because it wasn't so much that I never bullied people that I thought were gay or lesbian. The whole time I heard it, my last name is Flag. Come on. I was called Fag all through high school. That's what they call me. Hey, Fag. That's all I heard. But I would never come to their defense. You know, I would, you know, if anything, I would stand there and pretend I was on the other side of it when gays or lesbians were getting picked on, mainly gays. But yet, I sang in choirs. Yet, I
Wait, what
performed.
Is singing in choirs?
Yes, I did all this. Where all these other gays were.
Oh, okay.
We were all there.
But
together.
You kind of knew you were.
Yeah.
From a very young age.
But I still did a little bit of what Koch did in a way. I still did not defend, which to me, to not defend is just as bad as doing it, really.
Right.
If you don't defend somebody who's being bullied, you might as well be the one bullying that person. If you're walking down the sidewalk and somebody's being picked on because they're a transgender individual and you don't step in, you're, to me, you're just as guilty of what's going on.
Oh, definitely, on. Yeah. You know, a lack
and that's
of
more the way I was. Yeah. And that's kind of the way Koch maybe was. You know, he didn't have to come out and say, he could have just done what they did in San Francisco. Instead, he had to flip the opposite way and be a total bully about it.
Yeah, but don't some
everyone knew
people,
it was an epidemic. Why didn't he at least?
They overcompensate because that's how they feel that that's the way to hide is that they're overcompensating.
That's
it
the
just happens.
That's the bad part about being in the closet. That's my whole point about not being yourself. And when you don't be yourself, you don't accept yourself for who you are, you're going to run into some problems like
well,
that.
Well, people
sometimes.
Forget that it's not only going to affect you.
Yes.
It's going to affect every single other person around you.
As that's a case that it did. And I guess
you
that's
know.
A story.
And that's why it goes back to it's not about sex.
No.
It's about human rights. It's a, it's bigger than, like the lady said on the thing.
Like that
you remove the sex part of it, it's about just people.
Wasn't that a wonderful
rights.
Story? And
it was
a wonderful
very
lady.
Good.
And I'll be replaying that story a lot. I know I will. On my fight into Washington because it's a great, great story. And she's, you know, somebody who, again, could be on the conservative. She's a conservative. She's a Republican. She could have worried about hearing all kinds of shit. And who would give that woman shit after a speech like that? How could the news come up and say, you're a bad person for supporting marriage equality? That's what's so wonderful about a speech like that. How could you say that? You'd look like an idiot. Well, Fox News, I'm sure, did. Well, I'm talking over, so looks like it's time to go. And
you ain't going
we're
nowhere.
We're going to have a gaga night, I guess. So. Sir Mark is at a great concert last night. I'm sure we're going to talk about that in a second.
And there's no telling
have a good night. Thank you, everybody.
Was the loser now will be later to win. For the times they are a change.